The scripture readings today is Lamentations 3:22 and John 8 verse 36. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free.
And we just thank God today. Lord, I just thank you today. I give you praise for this sermon. I give you praise for my time here. I just thank you. And God, I honor and I adore you. And I ask that you begin to speak through me today, God, that you would touch the hearts and the minds of the people, God, here. Lord, that you would meet them at their point of need, that this sermon, God, will speak life to them. And we just give you, Lord, all of the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory. I love you, God. I adore you. I honor you today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So I give honor today to the elders, the trustees, the board, and the congregation. And I'm just thankful. Again, I'm just thankful to be here. I'm just thankful that he wakes me up to see another day. I've been just reminiscing over a lot of different things in my life, and that's kind of what I want to talk about today. But first, I want to thank my sister Barbara for coming with me each week. I just so appreciate her, and I just want to make sure that she knows how much I appreciate her coming with me each week. And we talk things out, and, you know, I talk through my sermon and say, what do you think? And I just thank God, and I appreciate her for that. And so this week, that leads me to what I want to talk about. This week we were talking about just things that have happened. Oh, as you all know, my mom passed away a few months back in February, and we were planning her funeral and so forth, and everything was fine. But then we had a little bit of family conflict, not with my immediate family, not with my sisters and brothers, but with my mom's family. We had conflict, which I'm sure most people are acquainted with family conflict. I'm sure most have had some kind of family conflict, and probably especially around funerals and weddings and things like that. And so, but it bothered me. It really bothered me. And I thought about it a lot when it first happened. I drove them crazy. I talked about it every day. I can't believe they said that. I can't believe they did that. I can't believe it. You know what? I should have said this. And you know, I should have, and I didn't. And I mean, I literally was just so disturbed and upset by this conflict that we had. And so eventually I got over it. I had to really pray and ask God to help me not to dwell and to deal with this issue, because truly can't go back. Can't do it again. Once things have been done, they're done. You can't go back and do it. You can't go back to the past. You can think about it and allow it to drive you crazy, but you really can't go back and redo anything. I can't even do a minute ago. What happened a minute ago happened, and I have to keep going forward. And so that's what I want to talk about today. God began to show me, it's a new day. If anyone followed my campaign, that was my slogan. It's a new day. But he gave me this song by Nina Simone, and it's called, A New Dawn, A New Day, A New Life. And he deals with me through songs a lot, and he'll give me a song, and then he'll give me scriptures to kind of go with it. And sometimes they're secular songs, sometimes they're gospel songs, but I know it's God and he's guiding me. And generally it's a blessing to everyone who hears it. And so he gave me this song. It's called Feeling Good is the name of it, but I always call it A New Dawn, A New Day, A New Life, because that's the part that really stood out to me, is that he was saying, I'm giving you a new day. It's a new dawn for you. It's a new life for you. The things that happened before, they no longer exist. You can't go back to the past. You can't revisit it. You can't change it. We can woulda, shoulda, coulda as much as we want, but we didn't. We can't go back. We can't go back and do those things over. We can't, you know, I can always think of what I shoulda said after I leave an argument, you know, oh man, I shoulda said this or I shoulda said that, but we can't go back. You know what? And you know what else? We can never be 20, 30, 45, 55. We can't ever be that again. So we need to know we have to keep going forward. It's a new day for us. It's a new life. And I feel it here when I come into the sanctuary, when I come in. And I was here on Tuesday, and I was just walking through, and I like to walk and pray. And so, and that's something my mom taught us. And I know you remember my brother saying we used to have to pray a lot, but that made us. And so I would walk through the sanctuary. I came here on Tuesday and I was walking through, or maybe that was Thursday. I think that was Thursday. And I was walking through the sanctuary and the Spirit of God was so pleasant. It was so peaceful in here. I just was so blessed that morning that I just said, God, I thank you. It really is a new day for me. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life. And I felt him saying, not just for you, but for everybody here, everyone that's come into this church and when you come into this sanctuary. And so I have been just feeling that joy from all of you. I've been feeling that joy. And I believe God wants you to know it is a new day for you. It is a new dawn for you. And it's not just because of me, but this is the time he chose to bless you with a new day, a new life. It's time to begin to do those things that you wanted to do, to if it's something you want to do and you were afraid or whatever it may be, this is your time to do it. That the door is open for you to begin to walk through and take and embrace this new day. It's never too late. Just embrace this new day. So Lori, she's been playing this song all week and working with me trying to get it. I really love her because, man, I can just give her an idea and she just takes it and it's just so awesome. So she, I was giving her the words to the song, and so she put it to the video a little bit. So the words are important, so I'm going to ask that you play that first slide for me.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good.
So I love that. That just makes me want to move, doesn't it? It's like, it makes me feel excited. Like, yeah, it's a new day. It makes me feel good. And I really like that beat. She called it downbeat. And I'm like, I really like that. I said, leave it in there because it gives you a little bit of joy to know God is giving us a new day. It's a new time. I know we go through a lot of things. We go through a lot of trials. We go through a lot of tribulations. We go through relationships and things that, you know, just don't always feel just right. But no, at this time, it is a new dawn for you. It's a new day for you. I think of the words of that song and it says, the birds are flying high, but it's saying to me, birds get up every day and they don't worry about what's going to happen today. They don't worry about what happened to them yesterday. They just fly through. They don't worry about what they're going to eat. They don't, you know, because God's got them. And they know it. And so they're flying high. They're feeling good. Amen. That's what the song was saying. They feel good. The sun shines every day. The sun doesn't say, am I going to shine today? Oh goodness, is it going to work? Is everything going to work? Or my blaze is going to come out? No, the sun gets up every day. It rises every day. We can almost guarantee the sun is going to rise every day. And he doesn't worry about it. The sun doesn't worry about it. And I'm saying that, I know the sun doesn't worry, but I'm saying that to encourage you that just how the sun rises every day, you can trust God that he's got you right in the palm of his hand. He's not going to fail you. What he's promised, he's going to do. The same thing with the breeze blowing by. The breeze blows. You know, and it doesn't wonder, am I going to blow today? It doesn't worry about it. And I love the scripture. This made me think of the scripture, Matthew 6:25. And it says, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowl of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they are? And that's the question. If he takes care of the birds, and he takes care of the animals, all of the animals, and the sun shines and the wind blows, aren't we much more to him than that? He's going to take care of us, and there's no need for us to dwell on the past or worry about the future. Amen. Now, what I like about that is, it's just telling us not to worry. And that leads me to my next scripture, because it is a new dawn and a new day for us. It's a new life for us, and we can walk into that. But Lamentations 3:22-23 says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And I had them read it earlier as well to get that in you. Every day. That's why you don't have to worry. I'm getting excited. I'm going to stop. Turn it into my mom. But every day, he gives us new mercies. He gives us new grace every day. And that's just a wonderful thing to me, that even when you mess up one day, you get up, and it's not even in a day, because you can just ask God for forgiveness at any time. And he washes you clean and starts you over again. A new day. You get a new day to try it again, to do what he's called you to do, to be who he's called you to be, to walk in your joys, to walk in his plan for you. And so I love this scripture, because it says every day he gives you new mercies. He has new compassion for you. It never fails. His compassion never fails. He never gets tired of you. You know, we get tired of people sometimes, don't we? There's some people, when I see them come up on my phone, I'm like, oh, and you all know you have those people. But because God's compassion never fails, I have to answer that phone, because I'm his vessel. Amen. But his compassion never fails. When we say, God, I need you today, I need your help, he never says, oh. He never says, oh, Lord, here she is again, you know, or, oh, me, here she is again. No, he does not. His compassions never fail. His mercy never fails. He's there and he loves us. So it's a new day for us. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for us. So I have an example. You all know I love to go to my Bible examples. And my example is Ruth. It's from the book of Ruth. And I really like Ruth, because if you know my family at all, they all call me Ruth. That's what my mom named me as a nickname, was Ruthie. Ruthie means a faithful companion, which is what I ended up being to my mom. And we didn't know it, I'm sure, when I was little, when she gave me that nickname. But so it always draws me to the book of Ruth. So in the book of Ruth, though, Ruth lost her husband. And, you know, it looked like everything was going wrong for her. It looked like tragedy and sorrow. But God had a new day for her. He had a new plan, but she had to take a step of faith. And so that's where we're reading at now. This is Ruth 1:16-18. And it says, but Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me. When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. Naomi knew God had planned for Ruth. And for Ruth, she had faced this, like I said, she lost her husband. She'd been married. She had these wonderful plans of what was going to happen. They were, you know, have a family and do, you know, be the wife that she's supposed to be, and the things that they do, that they did back then. She was happy and excited, but then she lost her husband. So there, that life really had ended. Now, she could have stayed in her country and she could have moped around and felt sorrowful and been depressed, but no, she knew God had a plan for her. She had to take a leap of faith to go with Naomi, who was her mother-in-law, to go with Naomi back to Naomi's homeland and find what God, the new life God had for her. It was a new dawn for her, a new day. And if you know the story of Ruth, she went in and she was very faithful to Naomi. And Naomi guided her into her new life, into her new dawn, into her new day. She guided her into a new husband. And also Ruth plays a big part in the Bible, as that she's the grandmother, I want to say, of David, or the great-grandmother of King David. So she was very important. But if she hadn't taken that leap of faith to walk into her new life, to take a step and try and go somewhere she'd never been before, a land of people she didn't know, she didn't know, it wasn't her language, but she took a chance and took a step of faith, a leap of faith, to step into that new life. And God had a new life, a new dawn, and a new day for her. Amen? Amen. So now, You have to let go of those old things and the old feelings. If you want a new beginning, you have to step away from that. Now, you know that the enemy, the devil's going to try and stop you from taking that step and that leap of faith. He's going to show you all the things that can go wrong if you try it. But you have to take that leap of faith. You have to trust God, that God has and knows what's best for you. Romans 4:17 tells us to speak those things that be not as though they are. And that's just when the enemy tries to tell you that you're not going to make it, that God doesn't have a plan for you, that God doesn't love you, you have to speak back to him. And I know it may seem like you seem crazy because you're just talking, but you have to speak back and say, no, God says I'm healed. God says I'm delivered. God says I'm whole. And you have to know that word of God and be able to speak it back when those negative thoughts come. And when the enemy tries to tell you, no, it's not a new day for you. You can listen to this whole sermon and I guarantee you someone's going to walk out and you're going to think it's your mind, but it's the enemy saying, no, that's not true. It's not a new day for you. You're going to be right here, the same place you were last year. You're going to be there this year. But that is not true. You have the power of life and death is in your tongue. That means when we speak positive over our life, you have the power to speak those things that be not as though they are. So another example that I want to give, it's totally different from Ruth. It's another lady, but her life was very different from Ruth's life. But she too was in need of a new day, a new dawn, and a new life. So this lady was caught in the very act of adultery. And we don't know exactly why, what her life was, what was her background or anything. Was she in a bad marriage? Was she being abused? What? We don't know exactly what caused her to be in this situation. But the word says she was caught in the very act of adultery. And so let's read her story. John 8:1-11. And it says, at dawn, he appeared again in the temple court where all the people gathered around him. And he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say? They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman standing there. Jesus straightened up, asked her, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? No one, sir, she said. Then neither do I condemn you, Jesus declared. Go now and live your new life, your life of sin. I'm sorry. Go now and leave your life of sin. So we find this woman, like I said, Ruth did everything that you're supposed to do. She got married. She took care of her mother-in-law and so forth. She was what they would call a good girl. Then we come to this, who's still the same. It was in need of a new life. I'm not sure what brought her to this point, but she was in need of a new life. And what's so cool is that when Jesus steps in, it doesn't matter what your past was. It doesn't matter whether you were Ruth or whether you was this lady caught in the act of adultery. When Jesus steps in, your life is never the same. He had the control to write on the ground. We don't know exactly what he wrote, but I tend to think he probably started writing down what everyone else had done to remind them that you have no heaven or hell to put her in. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So how are you going to condemn this lady, amen, when you have done so many things? It doesn't say that's what he said, but that's kind of what I feel like. If I was trying to condemn someone and then someone began to show me all the things I did, I'd walk away and be like, I have nothing to say. Amen. So that's how I feel. But when Jesus walks into your life, you're never the same. And that's what I believe this whole sermon today is about. It's really just to show you when you have Jesus in your life, it's always a new dawn and a new day for you. Every morning you get those new mercies, but when Jesus is in your life, you are never the same. When you begin to trust him, you are never the same. When you begin to put him first in your life, you are never the same. And so John 8:36 says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. So when you trust in him and when Jesus sets you free, there's nobody else that can say anything about you. They can't remind you. Isn't there always someone who knows what you did before? There's always someone who wants to remind you. Do you remember when you were 16 and you guys skipped school and you know, or whatever it is? Or do you remember when you were 35 and you closed the clubs down and you were the biggest partier and you jumped off there? You had a lampshade on your head at the party. And, you know, there's always someone who remembers. But when God steps in and he sets you free, you are free indeed. You never have to think about it again because he doesn't remember it. So you don't need to remember it either. You let the past go because it's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for you. And so, as I'm coming to the end, because I got a little excited about that, because it is a new dawn. And I have to live at that because I could dwell on even what happened to us a few months back with my mom's funeral. And I see my family, her family, our family. I see them and sometimes I'm like, I can't believe y'all said that to me. I can't believe. But I have to go back and remember, nope. It is a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life. No matter what you said or did, it doesn't matter. My mom used to tell us, and we all, I noticed every last one of us when we have anything to say, she said, you know what? People do not have a heaven or a hell to put you in. Only God can do that. So you don't have to pay attention to anything they say. You can just, you know, just go on, be gone with you. Amen. Have several seats. So, just to encourage you today, it is a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for you. And I want to leave you with this last scripture. And it's Isaiah 43:18-19. And it says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. He's making a way for you. He's doing a new thing. So you can let go of the past. You don't have to keep carrying it. You do not have to walk in it. You do not have to remember it. You do not have to let anyone else throw the past in your face. You do not. You walk away from that. God is giving you a new dawn, a new day, a new life. And so I want you all, because the power of life and death is in the tongue, I want you to look to your neighbor, the person sitting next to you, and tell them, it's a new day. It's a new day. That's right. It's a new day. You go out of here knowing that it is a new day. You can go do whatever you want to do. This is your day. You go out of here, and if you want to become a race car driver, you go and see if you can do that. Go and find out. You know, if you want to go, I mean, whatever you want to do, this is a new day for you. And God has you right in the palm of his hand, and he's giving you new mercies every day. So you can step out and go do it. It's a new day for you. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for you. So let's give, well, I want to say let's give the Lord some praise because that's what I say and that's what happened. Because he's worthy. He is so worthy. And so those things, that's just how we do it. But I just thank God because he's worthy. Like I said, he is the love of my life. My mom taught us that and I'm like, he truly is. I get up in the morning and I slept with him. I'm through the day. I'm driving and I'm talking to him because he's the love of my life. He's my guide. He's my director. He is truly my friend. And that's what I hope to convey to you all, and that you all too will walk with him and talk with him. Just what the song says, and tell him he's yours. You're mine, God. And I know you have my life right in the palm of your hand. So I thank God. I'm going to stop talking and we're going to do the communion. So come on and join me at the communion table.